convey the simple power of life and survival, even when humans are so lost and frail and beaten down, music is something that speaks always, to the moment and to the ages. Here a movie theme becomes a classical anthem for the survival of Jews during the Holocaust. Here, composer Oliver Messiaen wrote and performed his quartet for the end of time while in a German prison camp in the 40s, music to triumph over captivity and death. But here is the actual sound of music singing forth from the depths of a concentration camp 70 years ago, an orchestra of prisoners organized by the SS playing here as free people.
What I saw there myself will always haunt me. Living people too weak to move the dead off them. Living people lying on the dead as pillows. Heaps of raw mangel wurzels among the dead. The only food the prisoners had had for days before our arrival. Human beings had fought each other for half a raw mangel wurzel. There had been cannibalism in the camp. Typhus everywhere.
The music and the voice of that reporter, the BBC's Patrick Gordon Walker, accompanied by the 2nd British Army, he was among the very first to witness an unimaginable scene of human suffering. 35,000 dead, 30,000 living, in the Belsen concentration camp 70 years ago, 5 days after it was liberated.
In these camps, the SS knew what they were doing. Deliberately to treat human beings like animals was part of their attempt to destroy Europe. The world can and must, in a tremendous act of justice, stamp out this horror and punish the guilty. But may I add this? I have seen these things myself, and perhaps because I have, I am convinced that vengeance must not be indiscriminate. There were Germans in these camps. At Belsen, I met German victims, not Jews, but political prisoners. But I do not only mean that. I mean that if we do not discriminate in our vengeance, we shall be doing what the SS would have wanted us to do, namely, as they did, to destroy the respect for human life.
That respect for human life was something Walker discovered couldn't be destroyed. Here he records the first Jewish Sabbath service in Belsen. It was led by the Jewish chaplain of the 2nd British Army.
We are assembled together in this now liberated concentration camp, where so many thousands of our brothers and sisters have been incarcerated, to hold the first Saturday or Shabbos morning service.
The first month, I hoped there would be a miracle. The second month, we thought, why? All the people before us went to gas. Why we not? It's our fate. You can't change anything on that. So if they had told me I was to get my hair cut, as they did it in many cases, or they would do me something terrible, I would say, yes, just do it and let me live.
About half of the survivors of Belsen were Jews. Gita Cartanegra was 21 and survived not just Belsen, but Auschwitz, too. There were hundreds of orphans here at Belsen as well, perhaps the most tragic sight of all for reporter Walker. He could not capture what he was seeing, so he chose music, singing, to convey this moment. Patrick Gordon Walker led these children who wanted to sing as far away from the corpses as he could, about 50 yards. And there, by the barbed wire fence, their voices called out to a world just beginning to grieve for the horrors of World War II.
Here are a dozen Russian children, from 9 to 14, singing a partisan song that they remembered from before their captivity.
Here, a last rousing song from a group of young Dutch children, honoring their liberators. These recordings are part of a radio archive held by the BBC and WNYC. We are grateful for the work done by Andy Lancet here at WNYC and Henry Sapoznik from the Yiddish Radio Project.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.